Mark your calendar for 7 o'clock tonight. Head to Temple Emmanuel, 1715 East Fulton here in Grand Rapids, where you'll hear the words from my guest, Amy Kreitzer. She's in from San Francisco for a cultural council event. She's a foodie, blogger, cookbook, author. We'll see what's most important. Amy, good morning to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
San Francisco to West Michigan, we know you're in for a treat. Temple Emmanuel, great venue for your speaking opportunity tonight. And here you go, Amy. Here's your description. She is bubbly and fun. How's that for a compliment?
I think that's accurate. I'll take it. I think it's called worse.
That's very accurate. Again, thanks to the Jewish Federation of Grand Rapids for hosting you. All right, so tell me a little bit about you, Amy.
So I started my food blog in 2010. I take traditional Jewish recipes I grew up with, put my own little spin on things, and create new modern takes that I love to share on my blog and in my cookbook, Sweet Noshings, which is all modern Jewish desserts. And I've been doing a lot of traveling to share and promote the book, and it's been really great reading, meeting all my readers and people who have been following me for years.
That's great. So were you brought up in a food atmosphere?
Definitely my mom and my bubby, my grandma, grew up baking a lot. We'd make a lot of traditional Jewish treats like rugula, which is a delicious cookie, blintzes, which are sort of a crepe. So we'd make those all the time. So I was definitely surrounded by food and love, and cooking a lot on the holidays was definitely a tradition as well. But I never really thought of it as a career until later in life when I was a little bored at my day job and started the blog as a fun hobby, and it just took off from there.
That's great. And then how do we log into your blog, should we say?
Well, yeah, my blog is called What Jew Wanna Eat. That's Jew for You. And it's on whatjewwannaeat.com. I do a new recipe every week and lots of traditional Eastern European recipes that I grew up with, and I love playing with Israeli flavors and Middle Eastern flavors and European flavors. So all kinds of fun recipes there for every religion.
Great. And obviously that is what we are in store for tonight. What do you want to eat? What will you present, Amy?
So we're going to have some samples of food. We're going to have potato zucchini kugel, which is like a little casserole, and we're going to have some different rugla, Nutella flavored, and baklava inspired, and we're also going to have a special cocktail as well, which will be a surprise. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my connection to Jewish food, how I got started with my blog, and I'll do a demo. I'll show everyone how to make the rugla, and then we'll eat and we'll talk, and it'll be great.
That's great. Amy Kreitzer with us in for the Cultural Council event tonight, 7 o'clock, Temple Emmanuel. Again, Jewish Federation of Grand Rapids doing their good deeds in bringing you. So who are your readers? From all cultures, Amy?
Yeah, I have readers. They're not just Jewish. They're not just a certain age. I have high schoolers through 80-year-olds who just either love ethnic food, maybe grew up around Jewish food, dating or married to someone who's Jewish or the Jewish themselves. So really, it's a very diverse group of people.
And how do you get your topics for your blog?
So I have a running list in my phone of recipe ideas. I get inspired everywhere I go, every time I eat out. And the nice thing about doing Jewish cooking is there's almost always a holiday coming up. So we just had Passover a little bit ago, so I always do a twist on a matzo ball soup. I've done like a matzo ball chowder, and I used to live in Austin, Texas, so I did kind of a tortilla-inspired matzo ball soup. I love doing twists on that. And then coming up soon is Shavuot, which is a holiday where you traditionally have cheesecake and dairy, so I'll always do a recipe for that. So that's kind of nice. I have a guide with the holidays and the seasons to help me come up with new recipes.
Where does one start to begin to learn about Jewish food?
I could start on my blog, but I think some of the staples that I grew up with are matzo ball soup, like I mentioned, is a classic chicken soup with the matzo dumplings in it. That they call it Jewish penicillin because it cures you. I've made it for my friends who have never had it before when they're feeling a little sick or hungover, and they're good as new. So it's a magical food. I love that. I love making brisket. Traditionally, it's braised in a sweet sauce until it's super tender. So that's a really fun recipe to play with as well. And then you got to have desserts, the rugula, hamantaschen for the holiday of Purim. It's a triangle-shaped sugar cookie that you can fill with any kind of goodness. I love getting creative with that as well. And I think, you know, just learning about the recipes and trying one of those is definitely a good start.
Awesome. Well, again, tonight, 7 o'clock, Temple Emmanuel. There would be you and more. How do we find out more about you, Jamie Kreitzer?
So, yeah, there's lots about me, and the recipes are on my blog, whatyouwantoeat.com. I also have a cookbook called Sweet Noshings, which is all Jewish desserts that you can buy on Amazon or wherever books are sold. And I sell them on my store as well, which is called moderntribe.com, T-R-I-B-E. And that I sell my cookbook and some other fun Jewish products, too. So if you have the recipes and you want some other fun things to go with it.
Very cool. Enjoy your time in Grand Rapids, and you'll have a good time with with the Jewish Federation of Grand Rapids. Say hi to Kathy and the gang. All right, Amy.
I will. They're so sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
Bye.